Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to Secrets Revealed. Understand the Book of Revelation from start to finish. I invite you to tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern to the live internet broadcast. We are live here on PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Find out what the Word of God reveals with presentation and analysis of Bible prophecies with me, Dr. Nicole, your Book of Revelation research scientist. We are going from start to finish with all the statements of prophecy in the Book of Revelation this year, 2023. What does the Bible prophesy about the end times? We can find out the answer to that question by looking at the 12 statements of prophecy in the Book of Revelation. So today we are talking about the seven seals prophecy. In chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 of the Book of Revelation, I want to begin with sharing with you an overview about the Book of Revelation. So if you are a truth seeker, this is the book for you. So in chapter 1, verses 1 to 8, we have what the New Living Translation refers to as the prologue for the Book of Revelation, giving us a brief overview. So in chapter 1, we have a brief overview, a prologue, if you will, followed by a formal introduction. In chapters 2 and 3, we have the seven words for the seven churches that existed at the time that John the Revelator, the person who wrote down the Book of Revelation, John the Revelator, he wrote down the seven words for seven churches, seven letters for seven churches, I should say. These are the verbatim words of Jesus Christ. 100% of what is shared in chapters 2 and 3 of the Book of Revelation are the words of Jesus Christ. In chapter 4, we have John's report on heaven. So he was called up to heaven. He goes up to heaven. And when he's there, before he is shown visions, which are the statements of prophecy, he tells us what he literally saw when he was caught up to heaven. Then, beginning with chapter 5, he communicates the visions that he was shown by the angel. So an angel was instructed by Jesus Christ, who received instruction from God the Father. The angel was instructed to show John some visions, and the angel did this. These are essentially documentaries of future events. So every statement of prophecy has in it one or two or three of these things. First, predictions about the future. Second, admonitions, which are warnings and instructions, and third, consolations. Consolations are words provided for the purpose of providing comfort in the face of distressing information. So that's exciting. We're going to hear predictions, sure predictions that are absolutely 100% sure to come to pass because they are a part of the Word of God. Number two, again, they're admonitions, which are warnings and instructions. And number three, consolations. All these things are in the statements of prophecy. By my analysis, I perceive that there are 12 statements of prophecy in the Book of Revelation. They begin with the seven seals prophecy. And so in January of 2023, this month, every Sunday and every Thursday, we are talking about the Seven Seals prophecy. So why should we care about the book of Revelation when you hear the prologue for the book of Revelation, verses 1 to 8 of chapter 1, we have answers to this question. So here's what it says. This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. Is his report of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God, his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One. All right, so that includes verses 1 to 8 of chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. We heard about the sevenfold Spirit that is before the throne of God the Father. That is mentioned in the Seven Seals prophecy in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And we're told that the book of Revelation has a special blessing on it. And so because you are a truth seeker and you are listening, I declare and decree about you and for you what Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 says. I declare and decree that today you are blessed because you listen to the message of the words of the prophecy of the book of Revelation. And I pray that according to the word of God, you will obey what it says, what the prophecies of the book of Revelation say, for the time is near. Amen. So what does it mean to obey what it says? Remember, every statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation has one, two, or three things: predictions about the future, admonitions, which are warnings and instructions, and finally, consolations. So how do you obey what the book of Revelation says? That's number two. When an admonition is included in a statement of prophecy, then my action item as a believer, your action item as a believer, is to obey what it says. So an admonition, again, is a warning and instruction. And so when we hear each statement of prophecy, we listen for those three things. We listen to find out what is coming up in the future, what is sure to come to pass. We listen for the predictions. Second, we listen for the admonitions. We listen for the warnings and instructions in each statement of prophecy because we are instructed to obey the message in the prophecy of the book of Revelation. So there are 12 statements of prophecy, and we listen for the admonitions so that we can discover and follow the instructions so that we can obey what the prophecy says. Finally, we listen, hear, and receive the consolations. So the vast majority of the book of Revelation focuses on a finite period of time, specifically the 1,260 days, the 42 months, the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. And that period is a time of distress like the earth has never seen and will never see again. When hearing about what is coming to pass, and soon, no doubt, it is normal for a person to experience negative emotions, to feel distressed, and our God, in his kindness and mercy, knowing this, included consolations, words designed to deliver comfort in the face of distressing information and events for you and me, designed to bring us comfort when we hear about the difficult realities that are going to come to pass during the Great Tribulation and in other periods. So I am excited to continue our discussion about the Seven Seals prophecy in the book of Revelation. If you would like to use the basic study notes, you can find the basic study notes that accompany each talk. Each talk for this program has basic study notes for your information. You can go to them at any time. You get to the basic study notes by going to blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic. There's a link to all the upcoming shows. I think it has room for the next 4 or 5 upcoming shows for any channel. This is the Prophetic Grace Network channel. In addition, there's an archive, and Prophet Randy Chandler makes every program on PGN available. I believe it's every program or almost every program. There are literally hundreds of programs that have been aired on PGN. You can go to the archive, you just click on the pages and you go back in time, and there's a link for every program. So you can listen to every program. In addition, when there's the blurb for that program, there are basic study notes there for you. I want to share with you what the basic study notes include in case that is helpful to you. So for every talk in January of 2023, we have the basic study notes for the Seven Seals prophecy. They are one page, and they include information under letters A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So letter A says the name of the statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation is the Seven Seals prophecy. It is number one. It's the first of 12 statements of prophecy. Under letter B, I have for your study and information the location in the book of Revelation of the Seven Seals prophecy. It is located in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. That's the beginning. And it ends with Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. So from 5:1 to 8:1, that's chapter 5, verse 1, to chapter 8, verse 1, you have the Seven Seals prophecy. So it spans exactly 3 chapters, 5:1 to 8:1. Under letter C on the basic study notes for the Seven Seals prophecy, I share where you may find the abstract for the Seven Seals prophecy. So the abstract is essentially a movie trailer in words. So in professional writing, we use the language abstract to describe the movie trailer in words And the movie trailer in words for the book of Revelation is chapter 5 in its entirety. So chapter 5 of the book of Revelation is the movie trailer in words for the Seven Seals prophecy. And where do you find the movie in its entirety? So the full report, the movie, if you will, in its entirety for the Seven Seals prophecy begins with verse 1 of chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, and it ends with verse 1 of chapter 8. So in that way, for every statement of prophecy, including this statement of prophecy, the Seven Seals prophecy, it begins with a movie trailer, and it's followed by the movie in its entirety. Let me say that another way. Every statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation begins with its abstract, and the abstract is followed by the full report. And so under letter D here on the basic study notes, I share that the full report for the Seven Seals prophecy begins with verse 1 of chapter 6 and ends with verse 1 of chapter 8. Under letter E, I share a non-exhaustive list of key topics. So what are some of the topics discussed in the Seven Seals prophecy? Number one, the seven seals. Also, the four horsemen and the 144,000. So that's a list of key topics. It's not exhaustive, so it's non-exhaustive, but those are three of the key topics. From my perspective, the major topics discussed. Under letter F on the basic study notes, available for free, everything on PGN is always free, at blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic/2023/01/12. So this is January 12th of 2023. The basic study notes for the Seven Seals prophecy appear. And under letter F, I share keywords, phrases, and numbers. So here are some of the keywords, phrases, and numbers in the Seven Seals prophecy: the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale green horse, the 144,000, tribe of Israel, and wrath of God. So these are topics. They're words, phrases, and numbers. These are verbatim words, phrases, and numbers that appear in the Seven Seals prophecy. So if you're looking for where's the red horse discussed in the book of Revelation, that's here in the Seven Seals prophecy. Finally, and let me back up for a second. So if you're looking for these things, for sure, where you can find them in the book of Revelation, they may also be included elsewhere. But specifically, in the Seven Seals prophecy, you can find these keywords, phrases, and numbers: white horse, red horse, black horse, pale green horse, 144,000, tribe of Israel, and wrath of God. Finally, on the basic study notes under letter G, I say and communicate that here is another prophecy in the group of prophecies in this context. So when you look at the 12 statements of prophecy in the book of Revelation, some of them hang together. They hang together in the sense that the prediction connect. And so my perception is that the seven trumpets prophecy, the second statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation, hangs together. It's in the same context, the same prophetic context as the seven prophecy. All right, so I hope that it's helpful to you to have these basic study notes available. They are available on one page. If you click the arrows, you have two pages, a cover page, giving the PGN text number, as well as the name of this particular talk for this program. And then on the second page are the basic study notes. Okay, so let's get into it. So far, with our first, second, and third talks on the book of Revelation, we have discussed the movie trailer in words, all of chapter 5, verse by verse, on earlier programs in the month of January of 2023. So we have discussed verse by verse, discussed and analyzed each verse, verses 1 to 14 in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. Today we are continuing going into the full report of the seven seals prophecy, specifically focusing on verses 1 to 8 in the book of Revelation. So this is the beginning of the seven seals prophecy, reading from the New Living Translation. I am going to read first the full report of the seven seals prophecy, and then let's go verse by verse to focus on verses 1 to 8 to analyze them and discuss them. But let's begin with hearing the full report of the seven seals prophecy, reading from the New Living Translation. Here it is. As I watched, the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals on the scroll. Then I heard one of the four living beings say with a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, "Come." Then another horse appeared, a red one. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. And there was war and slaughter everywhere. When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, "A loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine." When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altars the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be martyred, had joined them. I watched as the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree, shaken by a strong wind. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and all of the mountains and islands were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" Then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds so they did not blow on the earth or the sea, or even on any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he shouted to those four angels who had been given power to harm land and sea, wait, don't harm the land or the sea or the trees until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants. And I heard how many were marked with the seal of God. 144,000 were sealed from all the tribes of Israel, from Judah, 12,000, from Reuben, 12,000, from Gad, 12,000, from Asher, 12,000, from Naphtali, 12,000, from Manasseh, 12,000, from Simeon, 12,000, from Levi, 12,000, from Issachar, 12,000, from Zebulun, 12,000, from Joseph, 12,000, from Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "Who are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." When the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, there was silence throughout heaven for about half an hour. That is the full report of the seven seals prophecy. That was verses 1, chapter 6, to verse 1 of chapter 8, two chapters. Those are the two chapters that comprise in their entirety the full report of the seven seals prophecy in the book of Revelation. And so, as we have done from the first show in January of 2023, we will continue our analysis and discussion verse by verse of the book of Revelation. And today we are focusing on verses 1 to 8 of the seven seals prophecy. I am going to the New Living Translation and pulling that up here. Reading from the New Living Translation, let's hear verses 1 to 8 of chapter 6. And let me make sure on my side that our connection continues. So I'm just checking on to make sure that we're not having technical difficulties. My computer here turned off for a second. I want to make sure that the broadcast is continuing without interruption. It appears that that is the case. Great. Okay, so let's begin with verse 1 of chapter 6. It says, "As I watched, the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals on the scroll. Then I heard one of the four living beings say with a voice like thunder, 'Come.'" Let's pause there. So recall that in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation, when John gives his report on heaven, we're told that what he sees includes God the Father sitting on a throne, and in addition, to the right of the Father is the Lamb of God, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is both the Lamb of God and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And then what he sees, we're told earlier in the Seven Seals prophecy, in the movie trailer in words, we're told that Jesus Christ moves forward and he takes from the right hand of the Father the scroll. And that the scroll has writing on the inside, on the outside. On the inside and on the outside, it's writing on the scroll. And so now, in the full report, in the very first verse, we're told that the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, breaks open the first of seven seals. And so when Jesus Christ came the first time to this present earth, he came as the Lamb of God. When he returns at his second coming, he will come as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So these are roles that Jesus Christ plays. So one role that he played is that he came in service to us, to you and me, as the Lamb of God. When he comes at time number 2 to this present earth, when he descends from the clouds, from heaven, he is coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But at this time, as John the Revelator was standing in heaven, he sees Jesus Christ in his role as the Lamb of God. And after taking the scroll from God the Father, from his right hand, the Lamb breaks open the first of the seven seals. So when you see the Lamb, you hear Lamb, but you know that this is referring to Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. He is God manifest in the flesh. And right now, he has a tangible body. He was the firstborn of the dead. He is living. He is existing in a physical location right now, which is in heaven. And as John the Revelator was standing in heaven, where Jesus Christ was almost 2,000 years ago and where he continues to be today until he returns, Jesus Christ exists in a physical, tangible body. It is a glorified body. It's an incorruptible body. He transitioned from mortality to immortality. He's the firstborn of the dead, and every person whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life will put on an incorruptible body. Every person who has found and followed God's plan for salvation will transition from mortality to immortality. What does that mean? It means to exist three in one. Now, every human being who has ever lived has perfect continuity of life. So those who have died and who died in Christ are in heaven. Those who have died and who were not in Christ exist in Hades. Now, you might say, well, what about those who died before the law was given? So we're told in Romans that for those who sinned before the law was given, that sin was not counted against them, although they still suffered the penalty of sin and experienced death. After the law was given, sin was counted against those who had the law because an explicit law had been provided. So what does that mean? God's plan for salvation exists for every period of time. For those who lived on this earth after Jesus Christ died on the cross, after Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that plan for salvation is the plan that every truth seeker must find and follow in order to experience eternal life. That plan for salvation is outlined in various places in the Bible. My perception is that the clearest instruction for that plan for salvation appears in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. But for now, and forgive me, I was off a little bit on a tangent, but an important one. We're here right now in the Seven Seals prophecy talking about how Jesus Christ, in his role as the Lamb of God, breaks open the first of seven seals on a scroll that exists in heaven. It tells us that in verse 1, and then it says that John the Revelator, quote, heard one of the four living beings say with a voice like thunder, come. Who are the four living beings? These are sentient beings who exist in heaven. And like the 24 elders who are also there present at the time John is shown these statements of prophecy, at the time that he's shown these visions. So I'm referring to them as statements of prophecy because the book of Revelation refers to them that way in its formal conclusion in chapter 22. So the visions in words are the statements of prophecy. So John's visions are statements of prophecy in words. And so these four living beings were told in John's report on heaven here in the book of Revelation in chapter 4, were told that they are sentient beings and that they are there in heaven along with the 24 elders and God the Father and Jesus Christ. And so one of these four living beings says to John the Revelator with a voice that sounds like thunder, come. So he's given that instruction. Then what happens? Let's hear it. In verse 2 it says, I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. So what is the action that accompanies the white horse? What happens is that this horse and its rider win many battles and gain the victory. Now let's hear what happens with the second horse. We hear in verses 3 and 4, when the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, come. So again, we're told in Revelation chapter 4 that there are four living beings and that they have six wings and that there are eyes. They have many eyes on them, on their wings. So the first living being showed John the Revelator the white horse and its rider and what happens to them. And now the second of the four living beings, after Jesus Christ breaks the second seal, gives the same instruction and says to John the Revelator, come. And this time, what appears in front of John is a red horse. And on this red horse, there's a rider, and this rider is given a mighty sword. Now, what happens? With the white horse, that rider and horse win many battles and gain the victory. With the red horse, that rider and its horse receive a mighty sword and authority to take peace from the earth. And so what happens? War and slaughter are everywhere. The white horse and its rider win many battles and gain the victory. The red horse and its rider cause war and slaughter to happen everywhere. Let's continue. What happens when the Lamb breaks open the third seal? It says in verses 5 and 6, when the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, come. I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine. And so when the third living being talks to John the Revelator, he gives the same instruction, come. And he looks up, and what he sees is a black horse and a rider of the black horse. And what we find out is that a voice from among the four living beings says, so we're not told that it's the voice of one of the four living beings, but there is a voice. And this voice shares words, and those specific words are, a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine. So this voice, the action that follows the black horse and its rider is to communicate something about living, what it means to make a living. And again, the voice says, a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay. That is very expensive. So three loaves of barley is a day's pay. That's like saying a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley. So one loaf of wheat bread costs a day's pay. And three loaves of barley costs a day's pay. So imagine a period of time when one loaf of bread costs a day's pay. So that is what follows. That's the corresponding action, that communication of the reality of, in order to have a singular loaf of wheat bread, that the cost of that is an entire day's pay. On top of that, the voice also says, and don't waste the olive oil and wine. Let's continue. What happens when the Lamb breaks open the fourth seal? We're told in verses 7 to 8, when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. Let's pause there. So again, the Lamb breaks open another seal. This time it's the fourth one. And now the fourth living being gives an instruction to John the Revelator. It's the same instruction that the first, second, and third living beings gave to John the Revelator. This fourth living being tells John to come. When John comes, he looks up and he sees another horse. This horse is pale green. Now, depending on what translation you read, sometimes it says a pale horse. The New Living Translation gives a very accurate translation, which is pale green. When a translator translates, he or she does his or her best to translate accurately. And when the translators were told to translate the colors of these horses, some translators took off pale green, and you can imagine why, right? In reality, we've seen, you and I, people who have seen horses, we've seen a white horse. A white horse actually exists. We've seen horses that have a red hue, right? We've seen horses, certainly, that are black in color. But have you ever seen a green horse? And so we can understand that a translator, and translators have some degree of latitude, in an attempt to give the most accurate translation possible, said, well, this doesn't make sense. Pale green. So let me just describe it as pale. But an accurate translation, when you see the Greek word used for pale green translated elsewhere, that same word elsewhere in the Bible, it's always translated as green. But again, for the reasons I described, green was left off in some places, some translations, but here in the New Living Translation, we have a wonderful translation, pale green. What's the take-home point? This horse is pale green in color, and we're told that the rider of the horse is Death, and this rider has a companion. So none of the other riders has a companion, but this particular horse, the pale green horse, has a companion. And the companion of the pale green horse, the companion of the rider, is the grave. So this horse is ridden by Death as well as the grave. And we're not told that this horse, we're not told what the corresponding action is of this horse. We're told that the white horse and its companion lead to war and slaughter being everywhere. And we're told that the white horse and its companion engage in winning many battles and gaining the victory, and the red horse, that's what I meant to say, the red horse and its rider, that their corresponding actions are war and slaughter happening everywhere. And we're told that the black horse and its companion, that the corresponding action is the communication of these specific words: a loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine. But when it comes to this fourth horse, the pale green horse, we're not told of a specific corresponding action. We're only told about what the horse and its rider receive. Now let's talk about that for a second. So what did the white horse and its rider receive? We're told that the rider of the white horse carries a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. So the rider of the white horse receives a crown, and it's placed on his head. The rider of the second horse, the red horse, is given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. The rider of the third horse, the black horse, holds a pair of scales in his hand. And now, the rider of the fourth horse, what does this rider receive? This rider receives, so the rider of the pale green horse, who is death, along with a companion, the grave, these two, we're told, are given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. We're not told how many are killed with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals, but we are told that the rider of the pale green horse, along with its companion, so death and the grave, have authority over one-fourth of the earth. And that authority means that they can kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. So two things happen in verses 1 to 8 of the Seven Seals prophecy. Each rider of one of the four horses receives something or is given something. And so we hear what the rider of the white horse is given. We hear what the rider of the red horse is given. We hear what the rider of the black horse is given. And finally, we hear what the rider of the pale green horse is given. Now, what is the corresponding action? What happens in connection to following each of these horses? We're told what happens as an action that follows the white horse and its companion, and that is that they win many battles and gain the victory. And the red horse, again, what happens? War and slaughter happen everywhere. And with the black horse, what happens? A loaf of wheat bread costs a day's pay. Three loaves of barley cost a day's pay. And an instruction is given, which is don't waste the olive oil. Don't waste wine. Finally, when it comes to the fourth of the four horses, the pale green horse, whose rider is both death and the grave, we are not advised, we are not told what the corresponding action is. We're not told specifically what happens, but we are advised that what these riders were given, death and his companion, that they were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. Now, that doesn't mean that one-fourth of the earth is killed necessarily with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals, but we are instructed in this prophecy, we are told that they have authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. I hope that this is interesting to you. We are discussing and analyzing verse by verse the Seven Seals prophecy in the book of Revelation. On Sunday, we will continue our discussion and analysis of the Seven Seals prophecy, looking specifically at verses 9 to 11. We began with the full report of the book of Revelation. Let's summarize where we have been and where we're going. On the first Thursday of January, we discussed and analyzed verse by verse the first four verses of chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And then on the first Sunday of January of 2023, we analyzed and discussed verse by verse, verses 5 to 10. And then, do I have this right? let me go back. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. First, we look at verses 1 to 4 of chapter 5. Then on the next talk, we looked at verses 5 to 10. And then on the third talk in January, we looked at verses 4 to 14. And in that way, across three talks in January, we examined, discussed, and analyzed all 14 verses of chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. Recall that chapter 5 is in its entirety the movie trailer for the Seven Seals prophecy. It's what we call in professional writing the abstract for the Seven Seals prophecy. And now with the fourth talk of January of 2023, the fourth talk of Secrets Revealed, Understand the Book of Revelation from Start to Finish, we have discussed and analyzed verses 1 to 8 of chapter 6. So now we have begun discussing and analyzing the full report of the Seven Seals prophecy today. We learned about those verses, the scripture that refers to the four horses, the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the green horse. We learned about what happens when Jesus Christ breaks open the first four seals. We learned that each of the four living beings, so not talking about the 24 elders who sit each on their own thrones carrying a harp as well as wearing a crown, not what the 24 elders are doing, not what God the Father is doing, but what are the four living beings doing, and each one gives an instruction to John the Revelator. One by one they do this. The first one has an instruction, which is to come. The second living being has an instruction, which is to tell John to come. So John's instructed to come. The third and fourth give that same instruction. Each time John comes, he's shown something. The first time a white horse appears. The second time he receives and follows the instruction of one of the four living beings, a red horse appears. The third time he's given an instruction, a black horse appears. The fourth time he's given an instruction, a pale green horse appears. When these horses appears, we're told, number one, the rider of each horse. We're given a description of the rider. Then, second, we're told what each horse and its rider, what the rider receives or is given. So the rider of the white horse is given something. He receives something. The rider of the red horse is given something. The rider of the pale green, excuse me, the rider, I'm going to go in order. The rider of the black horse is given something. And then the rider of the pale green horse is given something, or he receives something. Last, we're told what the corresponding action is of each horse and its rider. And so today we heard all of those things in verses 1 to 8 of chapter 6. We will continue our discussion and analysis verse by verse of the Seven Seals prophecy on Sunday at 12 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. In January, on every program, we'll be talking about the Seven Seals prophecy. In February of 2023, make sure you tune in or listen to the archive. Tune in live. You can listen to the live internet broadcast. You can download the podcast to listen at your leisure at a time that's convenient for you. In February, we'll talk about the Seven Trumpets prophecy. In March, we're analyzing the 1,260 days prophecy. In April, the 666 Antichrist prophecy. In May, the 144,000 first fruits prophecy. In June, the earth reaped prophecy. The Seven Plagues prophecy is coming up in July of 2023. The Purple and Scarlet Prophecy in August of 2023, and in September, October, November, and December, we'll talk about first the Marriage Supper Prophecy, then the Millennial Reign Prophecy, Then the Dead Judged prophecy, ending in December with the New Earth prophecy of the Book of Revelation. So I invite you to tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central, that's 10 a.m. Eastern, to our live internet broadcast. Also, I invite you and urge you to tune in on Sundays at 12 p.m. Central, that's 1 p.m. Eastern time, to the live internet broadcast. You can text your question or your comment about the Book of Revelation 24/7 using our PGN text number. So that's 1-214-505-8719. You can call in live during the broadcast using our PGN phone number. That's 1-319-527-6027. I want to thank you for being with me and with us today. I'll look forward to being with you next time. And according to Jeremiah 33:3, call out to God, and he will show you great and mighty secrets that you do not know.